Well, all right then. Any questions? Yes. Well, the question is, if we're all in Gemini and C, how do we know to go to the 4 or the 5? You mean for any specific song or just in general? For what we just did?
Yeah.
I think we were both playing the same notes a lot of the times, because it would be weird to have, well, it wouldn't be weird. It would just be half of a chord if I was playing C and he was playing a G, like the 1 and the 5. But the thing that would be hard to do would be the timing to get those two notes to happen exactly at the same time. Otherwise, it'd be a kind of thing. So we were mostly, I think, just playing the roots. And then what we were probably doing instinctively is trying to stay off of different beats and allow space for someone else to do something. And we were listening to each other so that we could say, well, there's a hole here. I'll leave it, or I'll fill it, or someone else will fill it. And so it's really, when we're in this kind of setting, it really just comes down to, as it is with any jam, just listening to what's going on. And sometimes the space is a really great thing to have. Any other questions? Yeah.
Do you guys ever break strings?
Every once in a while. I usually don't change my strings, actually, until I break one, just because they're very expensive. But normally I go through about one set of strings a year, I guess. And I've had the same bow for years. So.
I have to rehair my bow a lot.
Yeah.
And I've broken a few in the past couple years. I had a bow for about 10 years. No, maybe about 5 years, because someone gave it to me and it was real nice. And I had thrown that bow like, 50 feet and maybe, 70 feet, 30 feet, all kinds of different amounts of feet I threw that bow. And one time I threw it about 3 feet and it landed on the tip and it just broke. And it was the most pathetic thing. It wasn't even like a triumphant, victorious smashing of the bow. It was just like a, and it was like its whole career ended.
I usually try to keep, I've never actually had a string break on me, but I've had a lot of bridges fall during shows, but a decent set of strings, like a set of D'Addario's or Tomastics on the bass, in my experience, will last a good 2 years. They should last a good 2 years, unless you're doing a lot of flying, and then they're going to die. Flying kills them, and if you have a lot of perspiration on your hands. Some people have that chemistry and some people don't. I happen to actually not sweat a lot, so, and I don't even clean my strings. It's really disgusting, but they sound better. It's actually, it's kind of like, I've thought about likening it to, like a good cast iron skillet or baking stone that you don't wash with soap because it would just ruin it. So, they can last a good 2 years, 2.5 years. I've had them last a lot longer for the same reason as Eric, but it just depends on, the way you know that they're dying is if they just don't tune well anymore. If you start looking at if the tuning thing is just going haywire and doesn't seem to want to land or seems to be changing a lot within a few minutes and there's no other reasonable explanation, it's because they're dying.
You know, I never knew that. Mm-hmm. I didn't. Sometimes my band members are like, will you start using a tuner, please? Can you tune your instrument before some of the songs, maybe? And I didn't know it was because my strings were just old.
Because we have no frets, you see, it really, really, really matters if our strings are in tune. But then again, it doesn't because you can just move your hand quickly.
Well, seems like we need a dose of motivation. Do you guys want to try one? It's got three chords. It's called Paranoidness and Pain. There'd be B flat, and then A flat, and then A flat, and then E flat.
Those are over chords.
Yeah? Do you like those chords? Okay. And you guys can sing on the chorus if you want. Or like after I sing the one, you can, because I repeat the verses, you can help me out with it a little bit. So can you guys. It's supposed to gather motivation like a snowball of victory.